难吃的。
Thank you. I'd like to call this meeting to order here at East Town Council. And we have an unusually large crowd tonight because the Carolina Beach Elementary School is here. And they're going to help us in doing the Pledge of Allegiance. So, with that being said, where's the pastor at?
Ah,
there you are.
I'm keeping Tommy in line.
There you go. That's a good job. That's a good job.
I figured we needed it. Thank you again for having me this evening, and I have a short Bible verse that I felt that was very appropriate for our gathering here tonight. And it talks about being about the good work of and providing for the people. It goes like this. It's from 2 Thessalonians. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loves us, and by his grace give us eternal encouragement. Encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed. And I think that's really appropriate for tonight because it talks about being about the good work of the people and making a difference in people's lives. And I think that's what you folks are about, making a difference in this community for the people that live here and for the people who come to visit. And I pray for God's blessings upon you as you go about that good work. So let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this day, for the rain that has fallen today. We give you thanks for those gathered. We pray your blessings upon the students who are here, who lead us in the pledge and bless them in their studies, bless their parents as they would raise them up. And Lord, we certainly lift up the council this evening as they would go about their good work in doing the things that need to be accomplished in this community. Bless them in their work and the good work that they do. All these things we pray through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right, kids, come on up. Now, where's the class president? All right, and we're going to move over here to the corner, and I'm going to have you introduce the students as they come up. All right.
Hi, I'm Sydney McGuire, and I'm the SGA president of Carolina Beach Elementary School, and we were invited here today to lead the Pledge of Allegiance, and here are some of the SGA members and their siblings, and they can work.
I'm Holly Park. I'm Miss Diana's fifth grade class representative.
I'm Jack Bullock.
If y'all will bear with us for a few minutes, we'll be right back. Now,
I make a motion we'll be on a closed session.
Second. Steve, second. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you. Can I have a motion to return to open session?
Make a motion to return to open session.
Can I have a second? Thank you. We had a discussion among the two attorneys who are handling the ARC litigation, and no action was taken. Okay, thank you. Recognition of awards? No. Approval of the consent agenda? I have an addition to the consent agenda. Approval of Wilmington Trolley Company contract for $500 for Parks and Recreation trip on April 18th. I'll put that under item 18.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as it
amended.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda.
I have one added, Mr. Mayor. In the end closed session, we had a public works lease issue to discuss in closed session.
All right. And we'll remove item number 3 under old business. Okay. Motion to accept these changes.
Make a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
Thank you. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thanks. The agenda is adopted. Okay. We have a couple of people who want to talk to us, and we'll start with Lynn Bessel, please. Thank you.
Good evening, and I appreciate you all letting me come down. I'm Lynn Bessel from the Hanover County. I'm a solid waste from Hanover County. And I just wanted to take a couple minutes to let you all know and pass the word on to all the citizens about our helpful hazardous waste events we have coming up. Some handout sheets, so we've all got one of them, and it gives all the information on what you will be able to accept at the event. It also has a list of things that will not be accepted. Paint is a big issue, and we know that. So what my department is doing, we're working on setting up a permanent household hazardous waste facility. This site will be out on 421 at my main recycling facility. That's where the waste energy plant is. It is not operating right now. So we're using some of their space, and we'll be accepting household hazardous waste, all those things that are on the list, as well as sharps, which are the hypodermic needles, and also paint at that facility. So right now, we ask citizens when they're disposing of paint to solidify it and just put it in your household garbage. This is a better use for it. We're hopeful that we'll be able to use that paint on our landfill to mix it with the posi shovel we spray over it as daily cover. And I also have another booklet that I kind of put together. I got some information on the website on uses with vinegar, with baking soda, and soap, Dawn dish soap. And those things work great to eliminate from creating hazardous materials. All the household cleaners, the oven cleaners, things like that. You can avoid buying those, so you save a couple bucks. And and it eliminates having to worry about disposal of it.
And when will the site be ready at our 4:00?
I'm hoping that we'll have it ready in April to open. We actually sent in for a grant through the state for handling mercury, and once that grant has been finalized and they send us the check, we'll be able to open it and get it operational. We've got most of our storage containers. We have just about everything that we need to operate the facility, other than them to say, yes, you want the grant. Once that happens,
Special, can you send this to us electronically so we can forward it out through our email system?
Sure.
I mean, that'll be a good reminder for the citizen to print it out so we don't have to fridge or whatever.
Okay. Yes, and it's, there's no cost for any of the residents to bring any of their material to the event or to the permanent site which we have now.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Bye. Tiffany, come on up. This is Tiffany Lissy. She's coordinator for the 9th Annual Special Olympics Polar Plunge.
Plunging, right? So it doesn't matter if you get wet and rain.
Right, I mean, yeah.
you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I look forward to having you.
Space. Gail, would you like to come up? This is the president of the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce.
Mayor, commissioners, I'm here once again for some concert series that are held at Fort Fisher. We've been in partnership with y'all since 2004 to help fund these concerts. We actually started back in 2002, I think it was. But every year, y'all have been really generous and supporting us for us. We've got our schedule. I can give a handout, which I think you gave y'all. It shows the schedule. There's two concerts to do in July and August. And it was a bit of a request for $8,000 for the covers, the bands, and the sales. And we did do TV advertising also. At the very back, I did a P&L that shows the amount that we spent last year.
And you have, you picked up the funding request for the...
I called about that and they said they would be available on the 27th.
Okay.
And so I will get that and fill it out and get all the paperwork back.
Okay.
We'll
take that under consideration. Yes, ma'am. Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. You over to Alfie? Where do you go? There. No, where is he at?
I thought he went to that fire call.
Oh.
Yeah, all the firemen left. So.
Okay.
Requested if he comes back in, we add him back in. Right. There, since that was for fire call.
George? Step up.
I'm not good at this, doing what I do. Tractor's on K Avenue, East Fort Fisher Boulevard. Oh, by the way, I'm going to start there east side of his house, but also, if it's all right, I'm talking to Craig instead of talking to Barbara. With the tractor's on K Avenue, now, for 25 years, that's what I did. I was a truck driver in the truck industry. 10 years, I delivered food. 5 years of it down here. So I'm coming to you from as a restaurant owner, and also as a truck driver to tell you what's going on. Our delivery trucks, other than ones that I'm not sure of, measured out at 40 feet. Okay? Up trailer single axle, well, they're 28 feet long. With the tractor, they come up to 30 feet. Okay. Beer trucks, the trailer's a 40 foot long. The tractor, you add 10, 12 feet. Depending on the length of the tractor. So you're looking at 50 feet. All beer trucks stay at the top. Okay. When our delivery truck comes down there, yes, sometimes it blocks up some drivers. But as a driver, the main thing they want to do is get the load off and get going because they're on the time schedule to get to the next stop. Okay? Summertime, sometimes it's long because I order a lot, Barbara orders a lot. Okay? So there are going to be some people that's going to be handicapped by parking in their parking zones that's blocked. Now, as far as tours, okay? The drivers are watching. Okay? The drivers are watching out. U.S. Food's got a system now. They got to put out orange cones in front of the trailer, in front of the truck, side the trailer, and back where the ramps are down. Okay? To let people know. Everybody knows. There are some dumb people out there. Okay? They stop really saying. They do not look. They just walk and talk or talk on the cell phone without paying attention. Okay? When I deliver food down here, back in the 80s, we had to park up at Big Bags. Okay, back then I drove a 45 foot trailer and 12 feet to it. So you look at 50 some foot long. There's no way I can make it down here each time. I was told to park behind Big Bags. At that time we had a water tower. put it anywhere up on the street that's affected. Or Hamilton at the time, I believe, was pretty cheap. Okay. He got on me because I had part of the road blocked. But at the time, there was no place to go. I had delivered big days and then had to roll down to Fisherman's Cabin. Back to now, and then at the same time, because I ran into when it rains, my food, Barbara's food, everybody's food is going to get wet. Father, they walk with that too. Summertime, it's wet, I had to put it in the freezer, the box freezes. Okay? If the lady comes in at that time, I got an issue. Okay, same lady tried to pick up 10, 16 cases, 16 food. Breaks up, it hits on your foot, drops on your foot, you don't understand. So, my thing about it is, the trucks are not down there for a short time. If you ever do away with these trucks, there's other trucks that come down. Brady gets another truck, we've got a grease truck, this guy come down here and suck the grease out of our oil, out of our cans. We got trash trucks. Okay, we got landing trucks that come down. We got gas trucks that come down there and put in propane. Mike's got delivery trucks that come down there. FedEx delivers packages to me, Barbara, Mike, whoever else. There's nobody come down. They're down there to get the boat off, get out, because they're on schedule time. The only problem we had in the last 2 years as far as large trucks was when they were building the park. Second, they bought new equipment for the restaurant. So the truck's done. Bill Ferris called me and asked me. He said, I'm running the foot of 45. I asked him the side of the trailer. I told him, if he had this side of the trailer, you'd back it in there and go with it. As far as going down through the park, they don't come down the park. All they do is pull in, straighten up, and back up.
Comes to us that it is an issue.
go then volunteer, we can go and talk to them voluntarily and ask them to help us out. But right now, I don't see why we would have to. The truckers themselves. I wouldn't want to put that off on you to do that.
When you do that, you're going to put us in a bind. Yeah. Either, because there's other doors. And like I said, with the knowledge and experience that I got, there are ways that you can do things to take care of Myrtle Beach. I work at Boardwalk in Myrtle Beach, and I have to be on the Boardwalk by 10 o'clock. Okay? Now, they also took under consideration weather, different things like that. I mean, it was there just like Wilmington, South with the probation of the trucks going down Martin Street. It was there when I was driving down here, but I was making a delivery to a certain spot, so I was an exemption. But I was allowed a time frame. They basically knew what time I was going to be there.
Right now, I don't think it's something we need to do. I think Atlantic Avenue would want to do. It is later on the agenda.
Thanks. Thanks, George. Lacey Ford? No?
She just had a baby the other day. She's probably
all right, well, we'll hold from Gilbert.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Gilbert has a meeting he wants to come back.
Yes, a meeting.
I think he had a meeting when we were in there.
Okay.
Okay, good. We thought he left the fire when you got your kids.
All right.
Good.
Thanks. Discussion and consideration of committee business. Beautification.
Yeah. But I thought,
she put it on your desk?
We have.
Yeah, I told she wanted to say what was on that paper.
See, your liaison would like to read that, please.
All right, well, it's presented to us that the beautification committee would like to request $500.75 for flowers and removal of the mulch around the flagpole here at Town Hall. Weed killer $20, install landscape fabric $50, install 4 bags of topsoil $40, plant 9 low growing air resistant drought tolerant evergreen junipers $90, and put down 1 ton of mixed size crushed seashells for $225 and labor for $75.
So that leaves a grand total of how much?
$500.75.
Okay, that's to be beautify the flagpole. All right.
Isn't this the one we talked about, Public Works, that already started something on?
Yeah, they've already mulched around the flagpole.
Yes, sir.
And they're, well, Sonny can speak for that, and I also talked to him about Island Women has been doing a lot of stuff like this voluntarily in Carolina Beach, and I suggested to them it's time to work on this end of the island, and they said they didn't have a problem with that, so.
I think they got plenty of Kerry Beach members. So.
Yes, they do.
So,
and they do, I mean, up at the boardwalk in Caroline Beach, they do a lot of the planning, the big planning the town does. They water that thing all summer long. They pull all the weeds all year long. And so they, so we're going to put them together with Sonny. He does an excellent, he has gentlemen on his staff that do excellent job at pulling weeds. Now, apparently 2 or 3 years ago, somebody disagreed with it. Well, you know, we need to work together on these things.
Sonny, are you on the flagpole? You going to take care of that?
I am, and we'll
take over the death. It's not easy to work with. That's why I like working with Public Works. Okay. I make a motion, we table this.
Yes,
move on.
I'll second that.
All All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Okay. Marketing Advisory Committee request to add a seventh member.
Do you want to tell us who is it or what?
No, we just would like to have one.
Did you hit a deadlock? It was six? What? I mean, tell us why, right?
We have one person that does taxes and usually out for three or four meetings.
Yep.
And if somebody else is out at that time, we have a hard time making the quorum. We heard that there was somebody else who was a hotel motel owner that may be interested, which we would love to have our committee. And we just like to see if we can get a seventh member. We don't necessarily have to fill that position, I don't think, but if we find the right person, we'd like to be able to do it.
I'll make a motion that we approve the request.
Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Go find your member. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Beach Protection Committee request for COs.
Yeah, with beach nourishment this year, there's a large amount of convenience sort of required seals. We calculated about 12,000 plates that we're going to need. And you know, we plant them 3 feet apart in staggered rows, you know, six rows within the distance that's being nourished. And this year we're only going to be able to get the plants at about 45 cents.
When do we have to buy them by? So right after they finish, when do you plant them, right?
Well, yeah, we're going to plant them in May, you know, the beginning of May. And so that's, we've done that the last couple of years, and it's been very successful. They've taken a lot of the seals that we've identified are global seeds. They're what we're expecting to do. Just as good as the ones that we used to get in Carolina.
Did
sure.
you do this last year?
Yes.
And the year before, have you submitted a request for the budget this year? Be sure the money will be in there next year.
We will do that.
Please.
Yes.
Please. Because that's the big problem when we come up here at the end of the year and not that much money.
And this year, the cost for the seals is much higher than we got to get from
Carolina. It's required on the contract.
Right.
It's required on the contract. It's not. So the whole renourishment years it used to be. So they changed the contract now?
My knowledge that it's not part of the contract for renourishment.
Okay.
I know the seal, they won't furnish the seal.
They will not furnish the seals.
Right.
I know. I mean, it's a requirement that we do that. Okay, it used to be.
I've never heard of that.
Okay. That's fine.
I think
it's still the right thing to do. They exactly.
So you're going to get with the staff and get the budget request in?
Right.
Okay.
And I guess I need, you know, need to put in a order for these plants.
Right.
So
when? Together tonight?
Well, I think we need to do it within a month.
Carl, can you bring a budget amendment to the next meeting for us to approve for COs? They can order them in more.
We don't have that much money in the committee budget.
Before it's $600.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So we'll just do a budget amendment. Farland prepared.
And where will the money come
from? Well, Farland's going to have to tell us where it comes from, right? He'll recommend something, right?
This going back a year, I think.
That's the only place it can come from, right?
You said 12,000 plants at 45 cents each.
Right.
I get less than $6,000 from that. What's the $10,000 for?
$24,000.
think the business is being nourished.
Okay.
Now it's 6 rows. 3 feet apart. Stay in But the thing is that I think that the doom is going to get being pushed off in certain areas. And I don't know where that's going to be.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I'm having options right now. Reevaluate that before I come back to
council. So I think.
Is anything like just passed through your.
Normally, I did it last year, but I've done the figures for the small things, all the CX that have all last year. I don't even have a map showing us where the new is going yet. I mean, where it's not giving me a map showing us what's happening yet. The only thing I've got, well, was given last year, which I'm told is that's why I'm asking them. Because I don't even have that yet. So.
No, we just made an assumption that we. Well, that's the maximum level.
Why don't you give the name again?
How many do you want?
Yeah, I think as long as the record is right. So, yep, thanks, Edward. So,
last year we planted, I think, 3,000.
So, I make a motion we direct the building inspector to work with Beach Protection to define the number of plants we need. Convey that to the finance officer to bring back to our next meeting the plan and how we would fund it. That's a motion. Yes, sir.
I have a motion. It's a second.
Okay.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Didn't you used to have money in your budget to help with this?
We didn't cut out my budget. We put it in the committee's budget.
Okay.
It was a total committee budget this last.
We understand. And that's why the finance officer is involved with
it. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thanks, Andy.
Okay.
We'll get with John.
Yeah, sir.
We'll work out something.
Thank you.
Dogs on the beach sign, Mr. Gonzalez. Glad to see you back. But you didn't have anything.
Did everybody get the new updated version of that sign?
You only got one.
When all the dots and all the periods and the
semicolon.
I'm sorry, I was away. It should have been into your packet, but that was my mistake. That's the updated one. And, it has the art ordinance under it, and it lines it, like you said, to separate it so the fine wasn't just to one item. It's for all of them. And we walk the beach. I have to get the other one I have. I would have to make a copy.
I'll put a photocopy for you. Give you a background.
All the words in the sentence have lines for the family. Which one do you want to make the two sentences consistent?
Look at it and tell me what you want.
I'll be happy to change it again.
Right. So last month we said. Never answered the question, I don't think. We talked about it every retreat on what we're going to do about this whole sign thing. Council, we got to decide something so that we can keep running them around, right? So, are we going to have somebody work on coordinating all the signs, or are we going to do a sign for dogs, which is the issue there, at least now, is the issue du jour, right?
Chuck,
you
were going to have them.
That's coming up later, but I'll address it now. And the fact that we do not have a sign committee. No one signed up for it. Tony's already gone out and doing some signs. Andy's involved in getting some signs. Candace says she doesn't want the signs, but they should be doing it. So I don't.
I'm out of it.
Well, let's put it under the slap. We're back 5 years ago.
Candace has continued her resignation.
designation as of tonight.
So I don't know anything about signs.
Yeah, I understand.
I'll be happy to take over. Slack would have to take over the signs.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
It would also be nice if beautification and beach protection would work with you.
I don't want too many committees to work with.
I know that's all but impossible, but
I'll work with HR and Slack and
thank
I'll
you.
I'll work together. I'll those that has
right, yeah. You should be a staff liaison, right, Sonny?
No, that's...
Well, he's always welcome.
Right. Well, so before you guys go, so one, I appreciate Tony that you're volunteering.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, wait, before he volunteers, Council, what are we directing them to do about signs? So we need to define what the scope is before we send him off, because he's going to come back and we're all going to be unhappy again. So what exactly are we defining him to do?
This big one.
Sure.
On the sign for the dogs, it's going to be two different entities. Chief Cooper said he would pay for these signs. And I just wanted to bring it up to you to get the okay. Even though he's going to pay for it, I just want you to know that it's $733.49. Do you need a motion? Just so you, for you guys, know that coming out of his budget, so it's okay for you.
The police chief can buy signs.
Okay.
But before we say you're going to put them up, that's why we want to decide. Are we going to have a combined sign thing? Is that what we're telling Slap to do? Are we telling him to put dog signs up for the police chief because he wants our help? Before we send him off to work on it, right?
I thought the whole idea was that we would look at all of our signs, especially on the beach walk, and anywhere else necessary, because there's such a conglomeration,
right,
and see if there's any way to unify them.
The entire strand before I left on vacation, and I brought them over to Chief Cooper to look at all the pictures. And before we have the so-called meeting, I wanted to go over it with him, which was the legal ones that we had to have.
Right.
Like all the camera signs we had to have.
Right.
But some of them have bigger signs have no dog, no alcohol, no writing on the feet. So we're going to try to look at it and see if we can combine them. And right now, a lot of those big signs have no dogs, and now we don't need that. We don't have the leash.
You're going to put the sign that says tsunami, right?
No.
That was required.
Whatever we have to have, we're going to have to put up. But I'm trying to eliminate it. So it's up to...
So what we're voting on tonight is if we approve the sign, the dog sign.
If he can go, I'll change them to lowercase letters, and then...
That's good. Yeah. Okay, he has...
Okay, no, the thing is that we did survey the beach, all the places, and I think what we're talking about here is making a uniform to keep the dogs off the beach sign, this sign here.
Yeah.
Put it on existing posts everywhere except when we get down to the middle area. Yeah. And that area we may want to create a panel with several signs on it. Our community has an idea for Atlantic Avenue to make it more.
Okay, so we will go to that and whether we accept this one, we'll just put this
one up.
Unfortunately, accept the prevent sign.
And we're still working on the overall strand of what sign is should, and then we'll come back to you with something.
We have a motion and a second to accept that sign.
Okay.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
That means lower space. Brother Fitzsimons.
I've got a couple of things that I want to talk about. One of them is the YMCA direction as to whether I should follow up on that. If you have any objections, why? In this particular case, why is it they would like to have us waive the fees for working with them for the triathlon, and then they're going to split the cost. And according to what their records have indicated, it's going to be about $40,000 they had to make on these. So we just shut down the problem. There have been about 300 participants, and the pension fee is $55, which is in line with what the fire department and the Step Up the Soldiers draft on the 17th of June.
This is, I think that this one line, they're only anticipating 200 or 300 people.
Correct.
The next one is going to grow and grow and grow. So anyway, I'm in favor of it.
So is it a consensus or a vote for this?
There's still one. Consensus. Or? A consensus right now.
Okay,
okay, well, thanks.
Then we'll continue working with the FAO meeting next week.
Okay.
And just let them know you still need to come back for final approval, so they need to have a plan, and they need to drop dead if right Ellen Warren start advertising and then something come up. So
sure.
You need to come back to council for final approval.
That's right.
Good.
Next thing I'd like to talk about is the staff as the use of my property as a conference. We had requests for weddings, for special events, for use of the pavilion area, for parties and things. And we need to take that one from you. I know at the retreat we was asked, Nikki and I sit down and come up with some of our recommendations. We have them laid out here. I go over a couple of the highlights. First thing we do is allow private rentals from except for the weeks of July 4th through Labor Day and any major holidays. So that we off limits so that the citizens and residents can utilize the park. We'd like to have a minimum rental time renting the park for 4 hours so that we can be consistent with all of the rest of the charges that we're doing in the parks or at the community center. Mandatory 250 is consistent across the board. One thing that we would like to have is an inspection of the facility after the event is done before we open it up to the public. That would be something that Nick or I would do, just to make sure that people get their refund back or there's a dispute that we can argue about. And it just makes it a clean. We are doing things if we have some idea of what just happened and what to clean up these ones from now. We're going to rent without any warranty chairs or soundproof. That's what we're going to rent. We're talking about a lot of catering. extract the area. Again, the one that's going to be the biggest one here is we're recommending against alcohol. Something alcohol would be a good mix for directing the most of the topic. To that end, what we've done is we have a special deal with the specific center for the rental of the most of the property.
Said at our retreat that the first rentals would be would allow you to start in March, right?
Right.
And the second, like after the 18th, after our March meeting.
Right.
So we have until our March meeting to approve pretty much all this, right?
Well,
I'm not saying we shouldn't go right now. I'm just saying we have some time.
That's right.
You have a different fee for residents and non-residents. You know, we've had a problem with that in the past. I think you were aware that we had a problem with that in the past. How are you addressing the answer to that problem? By the way, the problem is residents were renting for friends outside. In other words, people outside town would look for somebody that could find as a friend so they could get the better rate. And so the people in town were doing the renting for people out of town. So it became a problem.
Why is that a problem?
Because people were losing rentals. In other words, they were.
Basically,
what it's talking about, we're charging $75. No, I understand the difference. I was asking, why is that a big problem?
At the time that happened last year, there was four different rentals happening. 1 month of January, it cost about $750 lost in revenue because we found it on the rent. I don't know where this fee is. Is it a different fee or how you address that?
All we're going to do is just address the case-by-case basis. Make sure that all of the information, all the forms and all that are filled out, have the right address. Then the bottom one, the bottom line on it, is the whole ordinance. If it's obvious, there's a part of this has to do with monitoring or the planning on of the events. Here in Florida, there hasn't been any particular monitoring. There are people at the end of we have a person that does a checklist for cleanliness, but what we're going to do is step that up to make sure that the person that seems to be in charge of the event is the person that's going to receive. We don't want to have a heavy hand or a release hand, but it's fairly obvious when you're at the event to know who's in charge of the event. And that's the way we're going to handle it.
We asked to change the fees last year to one price.
Well, Bob, will you do the fees that you have?
Right, we're
in our folder.
We've adjusted them.
They don't have a folder.
I'm sorry,
yeah. What we've done is adjusted them from like the nonprofit was $40, and the resident, not the resident, is $75. Eliminating the $40 one non-profit, we have residents at $75, non-residents at commercial is $125. It's still based on the 4 hours. So it's still a really good deal for the resident. But it's enough of a difference. It's hopefully a deterrent for someone, you know, if you're a commercial, you'll still be able to afford it. So that's what we're trying to
Thanks.
Do.
So
it's less of an impact now than it was last year.
Okay, so you're talking $75 an hour for resident or nonprofit.
Correct.
So this $300 for 4 hours or less is irrelevant.
That's right.
Okay,
yes.
That's
the
$75 is $300. I still think these rates are outrageous. I mean, I'd look at...
Outrageous, higher, outrageous.
Higher. I'd look at Surf City and these other ones where their community centers are being rented for $20 an hour and some for nonprofits at $10 an hour. And now we're talking about $300 and for the pavilion, $500. I think they're really exorbitant.
Yeah.
Probably the one that is most similar to our Oceanfront Park would be at Ocean Isle Beach. And theirs is a community center that is oceanfront. And it looks like a beachfront house when you look at the front of it, but it's just the kitchen that's enclosed. The back is open with the roof over the top and it has this to go. And their prices are a little bit closer in line.
Okay, what about the community center by itself?
That is their.
I just think the rates are extremely high, especially for our residents.
They both check a great deal up and down the whole coast to come up with a sticker. They check with about 20 different locations to come up with the rates, so I'm pretty satisfied with the rates.
Yeah, and $300 to hold your wedding downtown, I don't think that's appropriate.
No, these are rates.
And I've got two coming up sooner or later, so.
Like
looking at a good deal.
We're talking about
just the pavilion itself, right? I like where you guys landed because I think it's a good medium and it gets people to the community center. But I know at our retreat, Emily, we had talked on different sides of that one. Do you want to discuss that before we make a motion?
No, I think it's too late in the game, and if that's what they're recommending, which is, I'll go with it.
Okay, and then we can look at it for later.
We were on different sides. I was on the same side as you were.
Well, whatever. I didn't mean it as a good or bad thing. You just said it's different sides of an issue,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so I'll make a motion. We approve the recommendations in the memo for policy for rentals on the Ocean Front Park.
I'll second. That's the fact.
Right. Yeah, they recommend changing. Yes.
Zoll and.
As recommended. Yeah. That's my motion.
All in favor? Do we have any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Bob.
Do you want me to go into the baseball?
Yes, please. Just give us a short
version. The lighting, the arrow mask, the whole lot, there are 50 poles, and they have the light fixtures. And now it's just a matter of time and visibility to get the lights in. Sunny is not the case. You have to put the head of the money back?
Yeah, I only pull out a truck outside.
Okay, that's under discussion. The group, the Calvary Good Pleasure on the baseball group, is going to provide material for the pitcher's panel, claims, right? And then we're going to okay, you accept.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Okay. So that's not the case?
Well, I'm not saying it's not the case. I'm just saying that it's for how much money they're giving and that you give them enough to let them pass.
And they have to have a
Who's Ms. Katz?
Phil's Park.
Okay.
We're not just going to build something, so. There's a lot more.
They might, yeah.
Not the apartment site, all that.
They won't be able to cover that, for sure.
Right. Okay, good.
I'll pass all this along.
Just tell them, they need to investigate with the health park, we need to investigate with our, building, our code enforcement officer.
The last thing would be, Coca-Cola, they're, going to be donating a scoreboard, the only stipulation would be to advertise the Coca-Cola on the board itself. The league itself is also going to be sponsoring adult kickball. So adult kickball is going to involve youth baseball. And our own, we have a player in our midst, John, you want to tell him about it?
He started 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, this class. The only reason we have to come down here to do a game for us is because we don't have lines. Plenty of practices now. Like
baseball. You playing on the baseball field?
Yeah.
Bob?
A trip over the mountain?
What's the fee for renting or reserving the picnic area over there in the park? If somebody wants to have a birthday party and have reserve it for a couple of hours, what's our fee?
There's no fee.
We
don't have a fee.
I think when they go over pictures and stuff, it's our town people that go there.
No, I have several parties I've been invited to for little kids who come up here from Wilmington to have birthday parties there. They don't live on the other side of the bridge or anywhere near this island. They live in Wilmington because this is such a neat place for their kids to come to.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you,
Scott. President Haver, you have something for us?
Took a retreat and talked about the utilities put underground. At that point, talking about doing it in two phases, one in front of the park and the rest of the downtown area. I think David had asked about whether Progress Energy would build that first part. Probably never run around about it for
free. You have some there, but
they will not do that. So what we're proposed at this point is just a full project. Right now, estimating at about $200,000. It might be a little high. That's an estimate right now.
Okay.
Do the whole thing at one time, maybe in like the November time frame. And we have done some preliminary reach out to banks about financing it. It's something that could be financed. And the rates vary, of course, over time, but probably recommend.
And will all of the businesses on K Avenue from Fort Fisher automatically be connected to those lines and not charged an assessment?
Right, that's part of the rest of what estimates are asking. The only hard estimate we have so far from Progress Energy, and that was $78,000. They're part of it, and the rest of it we're estimating these rates of about $200,000.
That's just in the business case.
Right, and in front of the park.
So was that a yes or no that we will be charging the assessment?
We weren't talking about charging. I don't think we ever talked about charging the assessment.
Thank you. Well, it wasn't very clear because I'll give
so I think that goes in the budget process.
Right.
It's not good.
And that's kind of what I'm recommending here is that we include it as a capital project.
And see if that helps.
Start out with that as far as.
Excellent.
question.
Building department, pricing for a 4-foot fence at the oceanfront park.
Sure. Probably pricing on continuation of the flat fence that was in the original contract. Probably the original contractor installed that fence. Installed, same fence, 150 feet, including a 4-foot gate, that's $4,673.
Steel fence?
Yes, sir. Same one that's there. I believe the quote that the mayor received last month was $5,400 installed. So that's a significant savings. So we don't want to move forward with that.
We wanted to move forward with it last night.
We're good. Yeah, we're right. Good. Okay, let's
make a motion to move forward with it.
And I'll second that. And Arlo will come from the contingency plan we're making. Correct. Or do we have
a motion? Well, actually, so far, I've built that for the cost of the park.
Outstanding. Good job, sir. Okay. I'll second Mr. Padman's motion. That's
it. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
As far as the park update, real quick, still working on punch list. There is a minor thing that's been pulled in on the CO, and obviously the entire project over the past week. There's a large metal structural bracket that's into the structural system of the roof. When it was installed, the contractor notified that it's installing correctly and done incorrectly. For lack of better terms, been in disagreements until the building inspector has refused to issue a CO until it's done correctly. So they've decided to do that. So that's supposed to happen on Thursday. I anticipate Friday, we're pretty much done.
What are you going to do about the concrete cracks and steps?
That has not been talked about. I'm waiting on direction from our lead design engineer. Other than that, I believe you've got a change order number 10. Front
of you. And, if you don't have any questions about anything that is on that report, every one of these
items have been formed already and are completed.
Make a motion to accept change order number 10.
Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye. Thank you.
Can we open the road tomorrow? Why not?
Not till Friday.
Why not? They can keep it barricaded off with a caution tape.
I can make that request, sir.
I mean, who owns the road at this point? Us or them?
That's part of the contract, still part of the project.
I mean, I appreciate it when we were blocking the road with their stuff and when they were working, but the road's done. I'm kind of getting tired of every citizen in town when I walk around and complaining about the road, which I like to ride down the road myself, so the caution tape can keep people out of there even though I walk over to look at it this weekend and inspection. But the road should get open. There's no reason not to.
Make a motion.
I make a motion we open the road tomorrow.
I've talked to him, pulling me up, and that's just me.
I know you have, so.
Y'all can just make a motion that it's out the road. That's that part of the project. I believe in my
Sonny, are you fine with the road as a public works person?
Well,
if you need to inspect it first, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, right? Let me look at it one more time, but I really haven't seen anything that.
Okay, fair enough.
About it.
So,
you don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. If the public works director and you accept the road tomorrow, I'd like to open the road. Tell me what you need for me to do.
Make a motion. to accept the road area project of the project, the road area of the general project.
Okay, fair enough. Make a motion pending the inspection of the public works director with the building inspector to accept the road portion of the project.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
And if y'all accept it, call us and tell us why, please.
Right. Yes, sir.
There's a call. So the fire department.
After meeting with Tom Russell, numerous times, we decided that June 15th is a better date for us because the week after high school graduation, we'll have a little bit longer to advertise, water's warmer, other events are warmer. We decided we're going to work with a
company called GoTops. Site set up. They do timing, advertising, media services, awards. It's going to take care of the industry completely. They set up the banners, make it look pretty. So that'll take a lot of heat off of us as well for setting it up. He's successfully done over 50 events, including a few triathlons. He's going to be doing the Susan B. Coleman Cure for Cancer event in Rice Beach. And, he does the low tide run here on Beach every year. So after being with him, he seemed very professional. He's got websites, so we decided to let him go.
Carlin, he used to live in Cure Beach, so I think he's a better job.
Yeah, he's very excited about the
ones. Yes.
We have a safe bill of 175 participants. We're expecting more than 350 with Tom's list. The regulars have come down here every year. Speaking with a few of the people, they have no idea that Bill Scott is not doing it. They don't care either way. So they just like coming down here. So we expect to get a lot of people back, a lot of returners, so that'll be good for us as well. We have a cap of 500 people. After speaking with some competitors, apparently Dow Road gets a little congested with the wipers. They are supposedly widening Dow Road, which I've talked to the DOT superintendent, Mr. Ben Hughes, today. He said that they should be done mid-May. They're widening it and resurfacing it as well. He said the very latest is rain, the end of May. So that shouldn't be a problem as well.
Kavison, keep going.
Me, Tom Russell, myself, we had a meeting with Bill Scott to make sure there's no conflict, any sort of conflict whatsoever, but mostly a conflict of dates with his triathlon. He moved his triathlon to May 13th, I believe, at White Lake. He's completely fine. That's what we do, so there should be no conflict. I spoke with all the department heads except for Sonny, just due to time conflicts. Everybody's excited about it.
I got your email and get out of that.
If council approves this, I'd like to get up with Andy in the future to go over the liability waiver, any legal matters that needs to be addressed. Tom Russell uses an insurance company, Pleasure Island Insurance. Like to, I can use Andy, but we'd like to use them as well, because it's a 50-50 step on the soldiers' county unit, so we feel that's a safe route to take. And we'll also get in touch with Parks and Recs committee as part of their needs. We expect our profit to be rather modest the first year, but our main goal is to make sure that it's successful, reestablishing the event. Tom's proceeds are going to go to redoing roads and building roads for disabled vets, and the volunteers, fire department proceeds go to hopefully make a pretty disabled community and fire within training. So any questions? So we're good with June 15th. We'll start advertising tomorrow.
Yeah. So I make a motion we approve June 15th for the Sprint Biathlon, or whatever you guys are calling it now. And who do we need to talk with, Masu, on closing the road? Because we need to make sure and cover that early.
Let them do it.
Yeah, I was wondering, do we want, what's better for us, Sonny? Well, Sonny and I are talking to them on some other issues. Do we want Tom Russell and Ed to contact them, or do we want to do it when we're talking on other issues? I'm just asking your thoughts.
It looks like we might have to ask him some other stuff too.
So yeah, no, yes.
Try that in the mix, all right.
So I make a motion that we approve June 15th, and then the public works director and I will confer with Masu on closing the road in support of this activity.
Is that part of your motion?
Yes. That's all part of my motion. Thank you.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. In other words, you want to say yours to the... Discussion and consideration of all business.
Yeah, we did number one.
Oh, Anyway, ordinance to prohibit tractor trailers on Atlantic Avenue.
Okay. We've already had a brief discussion about this tonight, and I'll reiterate that made an effort to talk with the business leaders in that area and got all kinds of input from everybody. And as a result, I have gotten positive feedback from everybody about closing Atlantic Avenue to anything bigger than a pickup truck or van. So I'd like to propose that whoever has to do it with Sonny working with Dennis, going to put up a sign at the wherever the entrances are into Atlantic Avenue, out of the truck and that thing going through it, or whatever you think is best to put up there. And of course, you may have to coordinate with Tony so it's the right color. Okay. And that we not do anything on K Avenue from Fort Fisher to the pier. At this time. Now, of course, there will be exceptions if somebody's building a house. Excuse me. Somebody building a house or have to have furniture delivered or something like that, or we have vendors coming in to the park for things as a flagboard traffic thing.
About adding, this is a point of information, about adding another side there. Why don't you just talk to the business people that use that trucking service and just tell them, because they didn't use that street for a whole year and a half. Why don't the business just tell the truckers that they can't use that rather than put up another ugly
sign? Well, because there may be trucks coming through that never have anything. Right. Yeah. And there may be trucks coming through that don't have anything to do with them.
Right.
And they're the ones we want to capture.
We're concerned about those bricks, those pavers, right? Heavy trucks over there is going to cause problems. We'll see how much problems regular cars cause.
Hopefully, cut down.
What about to the people that are catering these events that you want to at the park?
Said there'll be exceptions when we have events like that, or if somebody has a special delivery.
So why are you asking them to send them and get
that's what I want to clarify. Yeah. That's the reason I got my hand up. You're talking about Atlantic Avenue.
That's
starting at the park, the brick.
Yes,
the
right.
Brick wall. No trucks over the brick wall.
Yes, right.
And when the trucks come in, 99.9, they pull in a straight shot.
Yes.
We can tell our drivers you're not allowed to go down that street.
Right.
You can pull up in there and back up.
Right.
Our end of KF on Atlantic Avenue, we're fine.
Right.
It's the north end.
The north end of Atlantic Avenue.
We don't want our drivers on.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Is that good, Bart?
We can take care of our drivers. In other words, I can take care of that starting this week.
So that's good with you guys?
Yeah,
it depends. The delivery trucks today and yesterday, his tonnage was 12,000 pounds. That was the limit. Okay? That's 6 tons. And you add tractor, which is 8,000, and the trailer is probably 2,000. Okay, same lack of. But he's not turning, that's not the problem. But the whole, like I said, every now and then you go get a tandem trailer in there, but that's 45 to a 48, 40, anywhere from a 38. And if he has wheels split up forward, he's not going to tear nothing up. He's got plenty. Mike, this year, probably had the largest truck to come in. And he is the person.
And I've talked with Mike, and Mike has no problem whatsoever with cutting off Atlantic.
Now, last year, I had four large trucks that come in for me. And I had heavy equipment. Well, you got lucky. Grease track. Grease pump out there.
This is just
in Atlantic Avenue. Anything's over the garbage truck, that I wouldn't let go. I mean, unless it's an emergency, you know, that needs to go. I mean, garbage trucks got to go on that road. Yeah. As far as anything else.
Ms. Swearingen, would you like to make a motion?
Yes. I make a motion that we not allow trucks any larger than
6 tons.
6 tons. That sounds awful good, but 6 tons on Atlantic Avenue and
north,
right? And Sonny and Dennis can decide whether or not signage is necessary to do that.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. All right.
Amy, your lawyer is here. Do you want to pursue that or skip it tonight?
Oh.
That's what we are proposing, and there are pools out there in the general area, and we understand the easement exists, and for good reason. We don't want it in any way to be what the court does. We don't want it to be what the town does. They simply want to have a pool on their property and understand that, and for any reason or no reason, the town says move the pool, it'll be moved. So they understand that that's possible.
How much of the pool is the easement?
All of it.
John, this came up when we found out that he let some pools he permitted and part of them were in the easement. They didn't, unfortunately, their house with the easement cuts back, they didn't have any room left. I think actually the corner of one of the islands was in the easement. Is that right?
Well, let's start from the beginning. Over the years, for whatever reason, directly in front of the Seawater's neighborhood, about 20 lots, the line switch in, and it seriously affects about 20 lots of Seawater. And it keeps it from having a pool or anything other than a crossover. Over the years, some on my watch and some on others, some pools were permitted. And, the problem, the reason for this was because the survey did not show the easement line at the time of permitting. So, I believe there's three that are non-performing and several bits. That's kind of the background going.
Now, these people don't rent their house. They use it specifically for family.
That's my understanding. I don't think they're renting it at all. Greg Steer, who built the house for the Rossies here tonight.
Would that matter either way?
It's just for their use. It's just not for. It matters. It matters.
Okay. It matters to you.
Okay. It doesn't matter to me because I won't be building it.
Oh, no, I understand that. But I mean, in your decision, it matters. I don't think it matters.
But when they have an oceanfront pool and it's a rental house, the rentals, are more to the tune of whoever owns it. But this is just for their use.
This is their second.
Yes.
So the house goes out so far that there isn't any room left for the pool. It's a bigger house.
So it wasn't on the property plan, the easement.
Well, but how come the other was on the partial? Why, if there's...
The line is not a straight line down the beach. The line
comes back in there. They didn't want any...
The line was coming... Oh, okay. It's not the building on the lot. It's the line on the lot.
They didn't want any dunes in front of the test facility because it used to be there.
So, Andy, are you comfortable that with your changes we're protected?
Yeah.
I mean, because I see in here it says the town is responsible, but in our agreement it'll say that they're responsible,
right?
If we implement
that. How many pieces of property we're talking about? What's the possibility of this, happening other than just one?
Three others, it sounds like.
Plus.
This is a better one.
This is not something that should be taken lightly, in my opinion.
I don't think.
Well, what's the camel think about
it? It's not in front of the camel, man.
We have to comply with all CAMA rules. We're not asking for any special treatment in that regard. There was a CAMA application submitted, I believe it was probably a year ago, and then the easement issue came up, and then that's when we...
So you haven't got permission from CAMA yet?
CAMA will grant permission.
So, I hear what...
CAMA will grant permission as long as
meets the CAMA.
It meets all of our flood ordinances and code regulations.
So it's the core that really is the one that stops.
The core is not necessarily stopping it. It is
not now. But that's what stopped it. Is that you had to consider that the most of all, or our ordinance, which
the easement is held by the town.
So that's
our
the most important.
Is holding this up. We have a contract with the Army Corps that requires the maintenance of the easements along the entire ocean front. So what you're talking about is putting a hardy part of the structure within that easement for the Army Corps to do beach and nurture.
And Andy, you say you're satisfied?
No, I'm satisfied.
Yes, John, I understand your concern, right? And I think it's a valid concern. But we've got 20 of them. This is the only one that we can tell someone to pick up and move. The other 20, if the Corps said you guys have a problem, we'd have to fight with the owners to get rid of them, right? No?
No, there's 20 lots that this could happen on.
Oh, okay.
So you're probably going to have 20 requests just like this come in.
As long as they sign saying they'll pick it up at their expense anytime we tell them to.
How many do we have right now?
There's three that are non-conforming.
And so if the Corps told us to do something about them right now, we would have to have the town attorney contact them because we couldn't make them pick them up at this point, right?
I'm not sure what process would be on that.
I'd have to write them a letter and tell them they're in violation of the easement.
And if they said no,
then they'd go to court.
It'd be a long time. Whereas with this one, we have 30 days.
I'd like to know how you're going to remove a concrete pool from ocean property.
It's not necessarily concrete pool, is it?
If it's in a flood zone, yes, sir, it certainly will probably be concrete.
Well, you're removing pools in all along the coast. So you remove the way you remove any other structure.
It'll be expensive. That's the whole issue.
It's only really expensive to build it because.
So your recommendation is no. As a building inspector, is that what you're saying?
At this point, yes. I've just gotten this paperwork two days ago.
I understand.
I had no idea this was even coming. The attorney says it was not lower.
Okay.
You were told you paid no attention.
Wait a minute. It's not on the agenda, for one. So let's give the building inspector a vow on the fact that it's not on the agenda what we're talking about, right?
No, it's not.
Okay. So we didn't even add it on the agenda at the beginning of the meeting, so I'm fine we're talking about it, but it's not on the agenda. So the building inspector gets the time to research stuff, that's his job, right? And so if he wants time, I think that's certainly reasonable. I know you want an answer, and I understand that as well, right?
I think the right thing to do
is to put it on next month's agenda and have everybody a chance to think about it, because I haven't looked up any of this. I hear my building inspector's concerns. I hear you're saying it's okay. I agree with you, I think, but I want to give my building inspector his due, right? Because
if this is approved, then he will record this agreement, which is signed by all parties,
right?
Which is a matter of public record, which makes it easier to enforce.
Well, but then the building inspector's point is you're going to get 20 more of these, and if we miss just one, if he doesn't miss, get one just right, then we have a problem. If the court engineer says, make them all take them up before we do beach renourishment, you got 6 months. And then one person that we miss fights us on it, and we blow beach renourishment because of that. So I think his point's valid. I think we have to make sure and make sure we make the right decision, because in 7 years, everybody else has built one, and we mess up one paperwork on one lot, and suddenly we're in a fight with the Corps of Engineers and some homeowner that says, I'm not spending $100,000 to get rid of my pool.
Well,
right?
I don't have a dog in this fight.
I understand.
I was asked to look into it.
Right. And you did what you should do.
Do you have a question or an answer?
Well, I just have a comment. The talk we're doing is quite restrictive on the owner.
I agree.
And I know what John is saying, because there are a number of lots that would probably like a pool. Mm-hmm. I just don't think many people are going to sign up for a deal like we're talking about. To spend that kind of money and to put yourself at risk for taking off the pool that quickly, I don't think there's many people that would.
I agree. But, you know, it takes us missing one to be a big problem for town. I'm not saying I'm not in favor of it. I'm saying we should cool off and think about it. Because when I come up here, I normally, everything's on the agenda I research before I make a decision. I read the agendas the week before. I go on the internet. I call around so I can make a good decision on every single thing that comes before the council. And I know some of the other commissioners do as well. And I think this one, I'm not saying I'm not in favor of it. What I'm saying is we should take the time to think about it, right? You know, next month I might say, hey, yeah, let's go. But kind of my motion is just come back at next month's meeting. That's fine. But we could add it at the beginning. It could have been in our packet over the weekend.
He wasn't here, so.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we move this to next month's agenda and then be ready to make
a second motion. All in favor, signal to say aye.
Aye.
There you go.
Meantime, do you have an extra agreement?
Yes, sir. I've got copies for everyone. All right,
if you would just please
get her this.
Yes.
And she'll put it in our packet for next
week. Yes, I've got copies for everyone.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Oh, no, thank you for coming. I mean, I think it's a good point. You should ask
your company, your client wants you to ask a question, we should act on it. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Can I have a motion to go into closed session?
Is that everything? Don't we have one more?
No.
What's the comprehensive greenway plan, right?
No, you haven't done the resolution yet.
Yeah.
Oh, new business. Okay.
There is basically no change at all in the Greenway plan from what you saw last fall during the public sessions. And the main thing now will be looking for money to help build ours down the road. So I make a motion that we adopt the resolution.
Well, we won't build it down the road, huh? So I have a question.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Question.
Oh, were you waiting for us a second?
Yeah.
Second. I'll make a second.
There was that. We added that around Atlantic Avenue. Is that part of still part of the plan? What goes down to?
Oh, that's little
Atlantic Avenue. Yeah. That's part of the overall permanent plan. Because it was supposed to be added. It wasn't there the last time we looked at it.
I'll go back and double check as far as I know.
Yeah, that's on there. I go ahead.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
So
now we're going to a closed session.
Yeah, so there's two issues. Wait for Andy for just a second, because I'm not sure. Andy. Sorry to interrupt. So when we go into closed session, we have two issues. Do we have to go in and then come out and go in, or? Because they're different department heads that need to be involved. One of them was personnel, and the other one was a lease, public works lease.
And now we can just come out and exchange people.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion we go into closed session for a personnel issue and a public works lease issue.
Have a second?
Second.
Okay. Let's go.
So who wants to go first? Arlen and Sonny. I make a motion we come back in open session.
Second. All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We're in open session.
Yeah, make a motion that we cover the personnel issue, the cost of the personnel issue as recommended by staff.
Second. All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And then the lease issue, no action was taken during the discussion of the lease issue with Public Works.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
We adjourn.
All in favor.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
No.